Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Have you ever walked out the door of your home or a place you frequent often and park in mostly the same place and didn't see your vehicle? Then you remember you parked it somewhere else or for some reason or other you didn't park it there and your panic subsides. Well, that happened to me Christmas Eve morning, the only difference being that I didn't park it somewhere else. Somebody stole my truck. At first I thought I forgot to lock it when I brought it back from having a new battery installed, but I was sure I had. We called the police immediately and an officer responded very quickly and took the report. He said if it was found within 48 hours, the chances were pretty good that it would be in working condition. The next morning, Christmas Day, during our family's annual blueberry pancake breakfast, EPD called and said he found the truck out on Redmond Road, off of the old Arcata Road, but to bring jumper cables because it wouldn't start. I had a pretty good idea why it wouldn't start. We hustled right out there and two sheriff's deputies were waiting for us. The truck was in one piece, minus the canopy, the battery, brand new on the 23rd, and the winch and the license plates, and some other assorted tools and equipment stolen from the homemade toolbox in the back. As a side note, when I told the dispatcher about the winch, she asked, "What's a winch?" Reminds me about the ad I saw in the paper for a pickup with a wench, like the guy wanted to get rid of his truck and his wife at the same time. The two deputies had all the paperwork ready for us, and we called CSAA and had it towed to our house and went back and finished our breakfast and opened gifts. My neighbor has a surveillance camera that covers the whole block, but he was gone for a few days, so on Monday we had it towed to the shop. When he got back, he checked out his system, and sure enough, it showed two guys walking up to the back of the truck, then one guy using a master key opened the door, while the other guy flipped the handles on the Jeep to see if it was unlocked, which it wasn't. I was up because the lights were on in the kitchen, but I didn't hear anything. We can't blame the homeless for this one. Two guys who knew what they wanted and how to get it. The whole operation took less than 3 minutes. At least the wheels, tires, and windows were intact and it was towable. The law enforcement personnel were thorough, polite, and friendly, as were the guys from Pacific Towing. Law enforcement can't be everywhere, but they can be helped by ourselves watching what is going on around us and letting law enforcement know about suspicious activities in our neighborhoods. Eureka City Police number is 441-4060. Humboldt County Sheriff's number is 445-7251. That's EPD 441-4060 and Sheriff 445-7251. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.